Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. My pillow guy, Mike Lindell, presenting his cyber symposium, August 10 to 12. The mainstream media will certainly try to ignore this event and block Americans from seeing this information. You will need to search frankspeech.com and register there to make sure you have access to this information. It's free. The communist coup holding the White House is advancing their agenda by encouraging violence and then staging violent events. Whistleblower from within Dominion reveals truth about internet connectivity of the Dominion voting machines. Exposes Dominion deceit and subterfuge. Arizona election audit update. And abortion. Mississippi advancing their case to challenge the essence of Wade, the heart of it. And revelations about baby body parts harvested going on at the University of Pittsburgh. And a whole lot of stuff coming down on the pandemic fraud. Folks, hang on. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Friend, we're living in the era of fraud. I mean, fraud's always been a problem, but good night. Election fraud, pandemic fraud, insurrection fraud, Russiagate fraud, the fraud era. That's about to come to an end, and it remains to be seen what end that will be. Election fraud. My pillow guy, Mike Lindell, will present his case for foreign interference and theft of the 2020 election with his cyber symposium, August 10 through 12. The mainstream media will certainly try to black this out and stop Americans, and along with the big tech social media gurus and so on, they're all going to try to full court press stop us from seeing all this, I think. You're going to need to search frankspeech.com and register there on that site. It's free, and then you'll be notified when this event begins, and you'll be able to get in and out of it as your schedule allows you. But see as much of it as you can and pray coming into this. Join me in prayer and fasting Monday as we prepare for this. This is going to be a huge thing. It's going to be either a huge disappointment and fizzle, or it's going to be the dam breaking and everything gets triggered, you know. The shot heard round the world type thing. Rumors percolate in the Q-verse, warning the deep state operatives in government will move to plunge the entire country into a blackout. Some sort of power grid attack, something along those lines. Now, I know they, and by they, I mean the communist fascists embedded in our government. We refer to it as the deep state. They are in a panic right now, trying to figure out what to do to stop the momentum that is building among patriots toward breaking through to the general American public and exposing all their lies. You know, the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. Nothing frightens them more than the people discovering they stole the election and rising up en masse to enforce a major correction. And it's not merely the collapse of the coup effort in Washington, D.C. that is concerning to them. It's what exposure means farther down the road. I mean, it's about exposure of their fraud against the American people, in the economy, the border, the pandemic lies. Mercy, when Americans wake up and see what they've done to us there. Their treason. And this in order to protect their secrets, covering up the really sick stuff. You know, the deep state involvement in human trafficking, child sex trafficking, and then the really sick stuff involving satanic ritual and all this kind of stuff with, for example, in Texas, you've got the Church of Satan there suing the government against the interference in their abortion ritual. I kid you not. The reason they're in such a panic to stop the election theft from being exposed and reversed is that they cannot afford to return what they have stolen from the people, and that is the power to choose their leaders. Because then all their sins will be told, all their graft or malfeasance, their lies will all be exposed when real patriots get power. You know, like a virus, they cannot abide the light. You know, like the wicked witch melts in water. Remember the wicked witch of the whatever it was. The wicked are scorched in the light of truth. And this is the reason many are watching for the deep state swamp monsters to go to, I mean, extraordinary extremes to protect their secrets. Mike Lindell is about to expose the foreign interference in our 2020 election. He was being interviewed on CNN. He noticed that the reporter seemed deeply concerned about the upcoming exposure and so on, and Mike asked him if he needed a hug. I thought that was that was great. Mike's cyber symposium, scheduled for August 10 to 12, and interestingly, an emergency broadcast system test is scheduled for August 11. So what's the thing with choosing those dates? You know, August 10 to 12, when he knows that there's an emergency broadcast system test scheduled for August 11, which, by the way, and coincidentally, corresponds or coincides with an expectation that Biden is going to announce nationwide lockdowns on August 11. What's going on here? CDC is claiming to have the power to declare lockdown for a medical emergency. I'm going to speak to the emergency a bit in a bit. But since when does the CDC have executive power and legislative power in their hands? You know, this kind of thing isn't available to government except in a case where martial law has been declared. Will the pretender president declare martial law? Is that what is actually coming August 11? This is very interesting, don't you think, how these things are converging? The big moment when foreign interference in our election and the stealing of our election will be presented with a proof that goes beyond any kind of plausible deniability or reasonable doubt. You know, a lot of patriots have speculated that as this gets ready to get released, that they're going to go into a full lockdown mode. I mean, blackout and declare martial law and all this kind of very interesting. Will the pretender president declare martial law? Well, you know, he doesn't have the backing of the American people to support something like that. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, I hear, doesn't have the backing of the military behind him. In fact, I've heard that there's a Marine general who is now actually in place of Milley. Their coup is unraveling. A whistleblower from within Dominion has stepped forward now and given a password to Ron Watkins and showed him proof that the Dominion machines are designed to be connected to the internet. And a video of all of this has been out there for us all to see. A bunch of CIA plants are combating this post with, you know, posts like, big deal, we already knew this, trying to slam and trying to dampen the enthusiasm patriots might have for news like this. But listen, we see right through this nonsense. Friend, this is information warfare. And this is a big deal. This is exactly the sort, yes, we have known this all along, but this is the sort of proof that Dominion has been, I mean, just doing everything they can to keep from us, to keep from the American people. That's why they won't give Arizona the passwords to get in. They've been trying to hide this. This is the sort of proof that erases plausible deniability. As long as the progressive Kool-Aid sippers have any place to hide from the truth, they'll take it. They will dodge into and hide in gray areas and shadows of reasonable doubt as long as they can. I mean, these people can stare down the obvious in defiance of all reason, so long as they can find any plausible explanation, no matter how unreasonable it is, you know, to those whose senses are not dulled, that is, by mind-numbing Kool-Aid. But this sort of proof cannot be ignored. It closes off all avenues of escape from the truth, like Lindell's symposium. We trust will do. Only those devoted to the evil one can ignore such bright light. A whistleblower from within Dominion uses a password to access the Dominion machine and reveals to us all how internet connectivity is achieved and how it's provided for in the machines. This whistleblower exposes Dominion deceit and subterfuge. This whistleblower reveals that the machines can actually be turned on remotely and manipulated remotely. All right, let's look at the Arizona election update. We're waiting for the audit results to come out. As you know, the Arizona Senate issued his second subpoena demanding the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors surrender the routers and Dominion to surrender the passwords. Turns out, the state actually holds the passwords. The supervisors have refused again, and Dominion issued a statement to the effect they do not recognize the Arizona Senate as having the authority or jurisdiction to demand the passwords. They don't tell them that they can, that the state, Secretary of State, has the password. Jack Sellout Sellers represents the 1st District of Maricopa County. And apparently, from what I can gather, he's been chosen to be the spokesperson for the corrupted representatives. He scorned this latest Arizona subpoena, and he called on the Senate to show their hand. Effectively, he said, I call. Remember that the supervisors unwillingly yielded to the audit in the first place, but they have drawn the line at yielding the routers. Apparently, they're willing to live with whatever fallout might arise from the proof of massive domestic fraud perpetrated by others, you know, like the dead people that voted, or the people from out of state that voted, or the, you know, you get it. They might even have already identified a scapegoat or two they can throw under the bus. They can lay their hands on it and confer all the blame to. While they hide behind plausible deniability that they had any intent to defraud the Arizonans, perhaps they're expecting to weather the political storm of charges of incompetence, dereliction of duty, failure to do due diligence, and so on, but they imagine they will escape criminal charges. But if the routers are released, those routers will prove treason. And that's something they're not willing to face. The routers will prove the machines were connected to the internet, that the supervisors knew this and hid it and actually facilitated it in the first place at the behest of the CCP, who used that connectivity to interfere with our election, and that the CCP paid these supervisors. Perhaps they paid them through Zuckerberg and his donations to them. Yeah, we now know that Zuckerberg funneled $3 million to Maricopa County through one of his charity fronts, and the Arizona Senate has recently announced an audit of that money is forthcoming. Senator Kelly Townsend, Arizona Senator, requested that the Attorney General of Arizona would pursue an audit, and the Attorney General has agreed. If the Maricopa County supervisors refuse to comply with the audit, well, there's stipulation there that they will be committing a crime. But, as we've already seen, they're not apparently within the reach of Arizona law. So we'll see. Senator Townsend is asking the Auditor General to investigate how the money was used, the 3 million sucker bucks is what Mike Lindell calls them, that was given by Zuckerberg to Maricopa County to educate voters to sign up and request an early ballot, and how much of it was used for this purpose, actually, right? She wants to know how much, if any, of the money was spent on personnel. You know, how much of that was used to hire counters, you know. She wants details on their recruitment program for workers, where the recruitment was targeted, and what criteria were used for selection. She wants to know where the advertisements were placed, stuff like that. She wants details on how the Secretary of State invested these monies to combat so-called, quote-unquote, misinformation and, quote-unquote, disinformation. She wants to know what services they used, Facebook and so on. What information was disseminated and where? Also, how much was spent? She wants to know what private monies were accepted by other counties, and what it was spent on. She wants the Audit General to look into the acquisition process by which the Dominion voting machines were acquired in Maricopa County. She wants the details of the lease agreement, minutes from all meetings, what, if any, public input was allowed, what security or technical analysis was done. All of these concerns arise from suspicious behavior and activity on the part of the supervisors and Secretary of State and Governor Ducey. What are these people trying to hide? Particularly concerning is the fact that we know the Secretary of State had to certify use of these machines, and the Equipment Certification Advisory Committee conducted the only publicly available review of Dominion, when it was, in other words, after the decision was already made. Anti-Trump and Antifa apologist Dominion executive Eric Coomer, you've probably heard about him, led the two sales demos. and there was no formal committee-driven technical analysis done to support the state certification decision. No reports were produced related to any examination of the suitability of these machines. The only thing available to the public was the meeting minutes of the sales demos. And so all the known Dominion security concerns were ignored. They were not even discussed. No questions were even raised about them. The sorts of things that caused Texas to reject use of the Dominion machines were passed over without question by Arizona. Now get this. In the Arizona Secretary of State October 29 meeting, Coomer explains that the login for adjudication is set up so that there's only one login necessary for all adjudicators. What? Now, you understand the problem with adjudication, right? Some fault is found with the ballot. It's sent to an individual who decides what was the voter's intent. With, we've seen it, the power to go in and actually change the ballot altogether. Then they conveniently lose the connection between the adjudicated ballot and the original, as has happened in Georgia. So anyway, this means that there is no tracing of any adjudicator back to any particular adjudicated ballot, right? Maricopa County chose not to have full traceability and chain of custody, which would have required each adjudicator to log in individually during the election. Another alert that something is wrong arose when it was discovered that Dominion did not maintain the standard arm's length distance from security concerns. That is the norm. That's the standard. You see, that's usually left to the county, and Dominion stays out of it. So why did Dominion want to be interjected into the finally, on the day before early voting began, on October 6, 2020, Maricopa County published a video called, quote, Vote Centers Inside Look, end quote, and in it, the Dominion voting machines were displayed with USB ports open and unsealed. Now, this was the main security concern that the Texans noticed and finally just made them decide against using Dominion altogether because Dominion would not seal these ports. Texas refused to use their machines. Okay, looks like I went a bit long in this segment. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back. Remember, Mike Lindell will be revealing his evidence proving foreign interference in the theft of the 2020 election August 10 to 12. You'll need to go to frankspeech.com. You know, one word, frankspeech, all one word, .com, and register so you can get in on this historic event.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that is stealing from us our liberties. We've been repeatedly hearing, actually, for quite some time. You might remember a few episodes back I mentioned the seven universities that sued CDC for refusing to provide a sample of the virus. And these universities speculated right out loud in front of God and everybody their own suspicion it didn't exist. Something got out of the Wuhan lab. But those perpetrating this fraud will fall on their own sword, I mean, before they will let anyone see it outside of anybody in their direct control. I have here a document from the CDC revealing that because the CDC did not have an isolate of the virus, well, they had to create a facsimile of one by combining human cells with elements of common cold virus. I kid you not. This is what they used as the basis for the COVID test they administered. Oh yeah, here's the documentation for this one. They pulled this test from use, anticipating the release of this information. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Remember that one? Move over, my gypsy friends, and I've got many of them. You've got some competition, CDC, tramps and thieves. Repeated reports that no one has seen an isolate of this virus are coming forward. I mean, this thing is crumbling, my friend. Judicial Watch received over 2,000 pages of new documents from CDC, which show that Facebook coordinated closely with the CDC to control the COVID narrative and quote-unquote misinformation. Also, more than $3.5 million was provided to the CDC in free advertising by social media companies. More evidence of collusion between the government and the so-called big tech social media companies to control what Americans could say or hear about this COVID conspiracy. And by the way, this is the definition of conspiracy. And it's no theory, friend. I've got five big questions for all Kool-Aid drinking liberals. One, why did the medical establishment create a faked scientific study to prove hydroxychloroquine was ineffective and even dangerous as a therapeutic for COVID when A, we now know they knew this was not true, and B, we now know they knew all along that hydroxychloroquine is an effective therapeutic if introduced early. Hey, that's a huge question, friend. Why isn't anyone asking this question? Could it be that if a therapeutic was known to exist, the government would have no basis to mandate vaccinations? It's all about getting you jabbed, friend. By the way, Fauci referenced this fake study as support for his claim that hydroxychloroquine was not a viable therapeutic. Fauci is a phony. And then question number two, if the CDC records are accurate and the mortality rate for COVID actually turned out to be nothing more than what we expect from a flu season, and if when we compare the overall mortality of 2020 to any of 5 years prior, we see no significant difference, why are we responding to this as if it is the greatest plague to hit mankind in history? Are the CDC records accurate? If they are not, why are we believing them? If CDC records are accurate, why are we risking lives with an experimental vaccine for a virus that has turned out to be no more concerning than a bad flu season? 99.987% recovery from healthy persons and above 95% for those considered high risk? Why is this not being asked repeatedly? And why are they pushing a vaccine on children who have, from the very beginning, it's been known that they have a virtual zero risk of dying from this disease and that they are not spreaders? And then number three, if we pulled a vaccine during the swine flu pandemic back in 1976, because it was connected with 53 deaths, why is no one concerned that this COVID vaccine or these COVID vaccines are presently connected with more than 6,000 deaths? I think it's up over 9 now that they're admitting something like 50 to 60 that they believe is actually the true number. And then question four, why have we been pushed into masks and social distancing and lockdowns, destructive lockdowns, when all Western medicine has, until COVID agreed, these things are ineffective to stop the spread of a virus? And they've been proven to be, in fact, harmful instead. Fauci declared his own understanding of this in emails we've uncovered. And when he was caught and asked about it, well, he did not point to a study, to some randomized controlled trial or studies that prove masks were effective after all. Instead, he said, well, he didn't want to encourage a run on face masks at that time because, you see, medical personnel needed them. What? He declared himself to be an arrogant, lying, manipulating deceiver. Or is he covering up for what really happened that changed his mind? His CCP handlers gave him the word. They wanted to begin conditioning Americans for surrender to the CCP. They, the American medical establishment, the CDC, the Faucis, none of them, no one, none, has provided one single scientific study supporting this sudden change of consensus regarding masks and social distancing. Friend, declarations from scientists, they are not science. Science is a study that supports those declarations. Let's see the studies. And yet, We're pushing these masks on people and on children. It's a crime against humanity. Question 5, when will people wake up and begin to see that these people are lying to us? And the huge question is why? Meanwhile, the battle continues. Florida continues to lead the way. Florida Board of Education will hold emergency meeting to discuss allowing families to take their education dollars elsewhere if their public schools' masking rules pose a health or educational danger to their child, quote unquote. Here's the document. Here's a teacher telling a third grader she can't wear a mask that says Jesus loves me on it. Here's the document. The irrational push to vaccinate all 350 million Americans continues, even though Joe has recently declared that goal has been achieved. Okay. But you know Joe. Rand Paul is standing for us against the push to create a no-fly list for all the unvaccinated. That is going to damage the flight industry for sure. Fauci is calling for measures to be taken to get everybody jabbed. The White House is considering withholding funding as a way to coerce people to take the shot. This is the craziest thing I have ever seen. And it's all about to implode. At the same time, we are pressing forward on the shedding of innocent blood, which is certainly at the root of our problem in this country. Here's an article telling us Mississippi is advancing their case to challenge the very heart of Wade, Roe v. Wade. And then revelations here about a baby body part harvesting thing going on at the University of Pittsburgh. Yeah, found that in a tweet from Don Jr., ran it down, and sure enough, University of Pittsburgh likely harvesting organs from abortion survivors with a quota for racial minorities? What? Donald Trump Jr. said, I don't care if you're pro-choice or pro-life, if you're okay with torturing unborn babies like this, then you need to seek help immediately. Everyone involved in this should be behind bars. I agree. Amen. But so long as truth lay in the street, my friends, judgment will turn its back on us and justice will stand afar off. Isaiah 59, verse 14. What is the answer? Sure, we must fight, but we must fight surrender to God or we will fail. This passage begins with the answer to the question, why are we in such a case here in America right now? Quote, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. The indictment follows, and the first one this, for your hands are defiled with blood. The answer to this problem is in 2 Chronicles 7:14, a well-known promise. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to brainmassage.net and send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com.